One's a movie buff. One watches movies just enough. Together, fun will be had by all. This is Nadine Katie at the Movies. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Nadine Katie at the Movies. I am your host, Nathan, a.k.a. Nadie, of course. And with me on this episode is my good friend, Katie. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm great. I'm down here in Lakeland, Florida, which is where you and I both lived at one point in our lives, visiting family. So shout out. Is there anything that you miss about Lakeland?
I miss the Polk Theater. I miss some of the restaurants down there. And that's about it.
Yep, that's fair. Fat Jack's is probably one that comes to my mind, a popular one.
I think the Peking House was one that I liked a lot.
Nice.
And then, yeah, that was really all. I mean, I liked the places that I worked while I was there. Obviously, I went to college there, did theater, but they don't have a theater program. So I'm not a big fan of the college I went to. But let's not talk about all that, you know, back in the day, wishful thinking of what I would be doing with my life. Let's talk about something else that has something to do with wishing. That's right. The newest Disney animated film, Wish, which is to celebrate 100 years of Disney. But before we get into thoughts and things like that, we got to go over the synopsis. A young girl named Asha wishes on a star and gets a more direct answer than she bargained for when a troublemaking star comes down from the sky to join her. I don't really think that's a good synopsis for this movie. This movie stars Ariana DeBose, Chris Pine, and Alec Tudyk. So, like I said, this is the newest Disney animated film. I'm already going to just go ahead and say it. It's the newest bomb from Disney. It's not doing well in the box office. And I'm actually going to let Katie tell her thoughts first, because I have, if you watch our TikTok videos, you will have seen my quick reaction to this movie. So you already know how I feel. Katie, how do you feel about Wish?
Well, I wish I hadn't seen it. I'm kidding. It wasn't that bad, but I will say I did not record a first reaction video because I went with my son, my 2-year-old, almost 3. And the last movie we saw together in a big theater, he had a lot to say. This one, I kept trying to ask him, hey, what was your favorite part? What'd you like about the movie? And he just couldn't care less. I mean, he acted like he could not care less. There was nothing memorable from it at all. He just said the word star. And I'm like, okay, that speaks to, you know, didn't really appeal to me as an adult, didn't really appeal to my kid. Granted, he's young. If I had to summarize this movie, it was had every potential to be an amazing opportunity and opportunity lost. You could do all sorts of Easter eggs. You could really make it a story that pops. You could tie it all together. You could bring Disney back to what it used to be, or you could launch into the new future of Disney. And it felt like a weird hodgepodge of none of those.
They definitely did Easter eggs of like past movies, mm-hmm. like Snow White and Little Mermaid and things like that. Because Asha has 7 friends who basically represent the 7 dwarves. So they have, and the movie itself is about the origin story of the wishing star from every Disney classic cartoon. So, you know, to say that there's not really a lot of Easter eggs, I mean, you know, so that the movie does have that going for it. I don't really necessarily consider that a positive, because Disney has even had people openly admit that they are using their movies to push a certain message, or as they like to call it, an agenda. And so, to me, just like in my quick reaction video, to me, this is like the epitome of what they're going for. You know, they're not even subtle about the symbolism and the fact that Asha's grandfather is turning 100 in the movie, and his wish is to be able to influence the future generations through song and stories and things like that. So that right there, I try not to have a preconceived notion going in. But going into this movie, I already had a feeling that this movie was going to make me feel really icky with the message that it was trying to portray. If you see the previews and you hear Chris Pine's villain character and the things that he says, if you're not paying attention, you probably won't notice. But I guarantee, and of course, some people might deny it, Disney people might deny this, but to me, as a Christian, the character that Chris Pine is playing is supposed to be a representation of God.
Well, and to go to your point, there is a song where he kind of goes into great detail, or maybe just his character in general. He receives everyone's wishes. You could maybe liken that to prayers. He makes the choice whether to grant those wishes or not. So again, yeah, I could see it's not a far stretch to say like he's playing a like God character, but I don't know that it's necessarily, there's a lot of characters that are like God in movies. Obviously this is the villain in the movie, so it's vilifying that kind of a deity. But I think a lot of the symbolism that I read about and that you've mentioned was kind of lost on me. Like I hadn't even made the connection that he was 100 years old and Disney's 100. Looking at it more as just a movie, I thought it was okay. It was a decent plot. It wasn't 100% fully predictable. I felt like there was some funny moments-ish. I actually liked most of the musical numbers. The agenda thing, like, it just seems like it's all over the board. I do understand there could be a religious aspect, but I was reading a lot more people thinking it was focused on government or, like, even America. Like, there's a scene where it talks, like a song that talks very much about, like, it seems like America, like coming to a place where you can wish anything and dream anything. So I don't know if they are trying to have an agenda. I don't know that there's like a cohesive agenda happening.
Well, there's multiple songs in this movie that if you really listen to the lyrics, it's just very, I hate to use the word icky again, but it's very icky. So there's like a song in the beginning that Chris Pine's character and Ariana's character sing. It reminded me of a Christian song where Christians sing from the point of view of God, you know, talking about I'll wrap you in my arms and I'll protect you. And there's nowhere I wouldn't go. Yeah. There's no ocean I wouldn't cross to. And it just, that's what it felt like to me. And the fact that this villain who I think is supposed to represent God is singing this about the people in his kingdom, it just rubbed me the wrong way. And then there's another song where all the nature creatures are saying that, hey, you're connected to nature. We're all connected together and we are our own origin story. This movie just rubbed me the wrong way the entire time. And I really, again, I try not to go in with preconceived notions. And I know there's going to be people listening to this and watched my quick reaction and are probably thinking, whoa, Nady, you're overthinking a kid's movie. But the fact that Disney has been open about the fact that they are pushing an agenda, and not just the LGBTQ plus A whatever agenda, just this anti-God agenda, and how we are the ones who make the decisions in our lives, and we are the only ones who can fulfill our dreams, and we don't need God to answer our prayers. We don't need to pray to God because he may not answer our prayers, which, you know what? He may not answer it the way you want him to. And that's what this movie just represented to me, is that it kind of reminded me of Bruce Almighty. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but like, if you had the power of God and you decided, you know what, I'm just going to answer everyone's prayers, all chaos would break loose if every single person's prayer was answered. And then the biggest thing about this movie, it's the common, you know, the main character thinks they're doing something good And then they try to do the thing and then everything goes wrong, but somehow they still get the happy ending at the end of the movie. That's exactly what this movie was. Asha was trying to do something, trying to break, quote unquote, in my opinion, God's laws, God's plan for everyone's lives, and tried to go in there and grant everyone's wish, grant everyone's prayer, and then things start going wrong, but yet still somehow everything worked out. It was
I'll agree with you. I mean, you are correct that her idea to get everyone's wish would be a chaos, because to the point of Chris Pine's evil, you know, villain character, how do I know that their wish is what's good for our people? Her grandfather's 100, so obviously he's supposed to represent Disney, and his wish is to influence the next generation. The villain says, I can't grant this wish because I don't know if he wants to influence it for good or influence it for bad. So, you know, this is kind of comical. Maybe it's because I was watching some debates, but I think maybe the villain is supposed to represent Ron DeSantis, maybe.
No.
He's trying to stop Disney. All kidding aside, I think the general, if you zoom way, way out and maybe try, I think you can get whatever you want out of this movie. So, you know, Nathan obviously has a strong opinion. For me personally, I think depending on how you watch the movie, you could possibly also just get out of the movie that, like, hey, you know, wishing a monostar, having dreams, not squelching your dreams, like go after your dreams. Sure, if you want to go super broad on it. My critique wasn't even really that. It was just that it felt so vanilla. It felt there was nothing big about her character that I liked. She wasn't a princess. I could imagine girls just being like, I want to dress up like her for Halloween. Like, just there's nothing really big selling point for her. Her side characters, like, don't like his weirdly deep voice. The goat, just like his jokes fell flat for me. It was weird and too much. And even the star itself, like, I want the Disney star who represents like 100 years of Disney and like this magical thing to not be a goofy Mario star. Like, I wanted that to be almost like a poetic, like beautiful star, not a cartoony, dorky, silly, almost like a baby. That was weird to me. Like, that's the star we've been wishing on for the last 100 years. That's weird. My only other critique, and I don't really have, again, much positive, but my only other critique would be that I really, you said there was Easter eggs, but I kind of wanted more. I wanted there to either be no Easter eggs and have it be a whole new incredible story, or just be chock full of them. And I felt like they could have done a little bit more. Like, I was shocked that the song When You Wish Upon a Star did not happen at a single point in the movie. It wasn't until like deep, deep, deep in the credits. It's like the whole very end. You had to sit through the entire credits, and right at the end, there's a small like glimpse of it. But I mean, I was tearing up at the end, even just in my head thinking about it. Like, all the whole time in the movie, I was thinking, oh, they could have done this here. They could have done this here. And they could have done this here. But my favorite part of the movie, I told my family, was watching the credits.
Yeah, because they have like the constellations that show the different characters from classic Disney movies. And so, yeah, this movie was just a big fail for me. It rubbed me. Obviously, I have my strong opinion about it, which I know most people, like you, Katie, didn't even think about it like that. But just because of I've been following Disney and following like what they're trying to push, and how the fact that almost every single cartoon nowadays, I choose not to let my children watch. The only one that's okay to watch still is Bluey, because there's nothing being pushed. There's no agenda being pushed. And this one, again, I just feel like is like the epitome of what I feel Disney is trying to push on families, children, etc. So, I mean, we didn't even really go into likes and dislikes, but
sounds like mostly dislikes.
I think
for anyone that hasn't seen it, that's listening, I mean, it's just not worth seeing, in my opinion. Like, it's not, if it's a net negative or even net neutral, not really worth your time.
I mean, if you want to wait till Disney Plus, which I think is another reason why a lot of people haven't gone to see it. And I think that, to be a devil's advocate for Disney, I believe that's one of the reasons why this movie hasn't done well, because nowadays a lot of people are waiting for movies just to go on streaming services. So they're not going to waste their time to go in a theater. And with this one, like you said, Katie, I would not waste my time, even though I did. I'm telling you, if you're listening, don't waste your time. If you want to watch it, just wait for it to go streaming. But I would even say, it's not anything new. Like, it's nothing new. It's something we've seen before, but this time they're just trying to push something big. But I will say, when I saw the trailer, the animation kind of took me by surprise, because they did different animation than I think they've done before. But going to see it in theaters, I do think the animation, I did think it was a nice looking movie when it comes to visual, but that would be like the only like. And then my big dislike, of course, is the message that I believe is being pushed. So that is Wish, and I wish you would not go see it. Let's go ahead and rate it. Katie, what would you give Disney's Wish?
I think it was not as bad as I expected. And I still, like I said, I think because the credits are kind of sort of part of a movie, and I literally was in the theater like tearing up watching the credits, I will give it, for the credits alone, it will receive 1.5.
Wow, you're worse than me, even though I probably disliked it more than you. I feel like I should change my rating now, but I'm going to give it a nice 2.
Oh, you're so kind. Yeah, maybe I am being mean.
But
I don't know. Hey. The fact that we can't, we're not even using the girl's name. Like, I don't even, what was the villain's name? Like, the fact that their names aren't even fresh in my mind, and Magnifico, I just saw it like 2 days ago. What's the girl's name? Asha.
The only reason I know that is because I just read the synopsis. Before we close this episode, I do want to give our listeners a sneak peek of what we will be reviewing next week, even though Katie probably won't be there. Take a listen.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
All units, please respond.
That's right. Me and a special guest co-host will be reviewing the new holiday classic action film, Silent Night. I seriously can't wait to talk about it. It's going to be super awesome. Probably better than Wish. Katie, how would you like to close us out this episode?
When you wish upon a star.
Stop trying to jam your agenda down my throat.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms. And if there's a movie that you want us to watch, feel free to contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.